A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priest and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
In today's Gospel, St. Matthew tells us, even though living and listening to Jesus' teaching for some time, the disciples still don't understand who Jesus is and what are the explanations, what are the expectations that Jesus has for them. They still think that Jesus' mission is to free the Jewish people from the rules of the Romans, to restore a military and nationalist kingdom for the country. That is the reason why Jesus' mission is to, that is the reason why the mother of John and James came to Jesus and asked for positions of honor for her two sons. And we remember in the Gospel, she asked, "Command these two sons of mine, sit one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." And we have heard that Jesus took this opportunity to reassure the disciples about who he is and the challenges which they had to go through as his disciples. So Jesus suddenly made his disciples understand that he is the Son of God who comes to the world not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So he clearly teaches a disciple the basic principle for being the disciples of Christ. Whoever wishes to be great will become a servant. Whoever wishes to be first has to be the slave of all. If you remember, many of us remember in the April 2nd of the year of 2005, and many Catholics and non-Catholics throughout the world were in deep sadness, and many of them was even in tears when they heard the senior Vatican official, Archbishop Leonardo Sentri, announce that our Holy Father, John Paul II, has returned to the house of the Father. And thousands of pilgrims and native people of Italy gathered at St. Peter's Square on that day to pay tribute to the Pontiff, which they believe as the good servant of the Lord. And people around the world have seen him as the most beloved Pope, the great religious leader, a prayerful person, a man of great faith, the most recognized person in the world, the champion of freedom, the tireless advocate for peace, outspoken advocate for a better deal for the poor, the most widely traveling pontiffs who visited more than 120 countries, a priest to the last, and the great disciples of Christ. So when the church talks about him, she is so proud to have a dedicated and devotional leader who suddenly stood up for peace and justice, care for the poor and the abandoned, try to follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ as a good shepherd and also in the model of servant leadership. So this morning, let us help one another to rediscover who God is in one again by using the scriptures and also in our personal story. So let us remember that Jesus reminds us to recognize his presence through the act of feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, giving drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, caring for the sick, visiting prisoners, and so on. When we have time during the Lenten season to do the kind of act of charity toward the people in need and abandoned in our society. Amen.
Amen. Amen.